Hello, this is Luke's Three Interesting Questions. Today I'm here to join with Alan.
Hello.
How are you today, Alan?
Yeah, I'm doing alright. How about you?
Alright, so today I'm going to ask you three questions.
Okay.
I want you to give your full opinion.
Okay.
And we'll go from there. And if you want, ask any other questions at the end.
Okay.
So, we're going to speak about the topic of music. What do you think of music in general?
Music in general, it's pretty good. It depends what genre, really. That's, I mean, there's the main ones, like hip-hop, which is absolutely doing amazing at the moment.
Yeah. What do you think about, like, different types of music around the world? Because, like, you have, like, these rappers out in the US that do these kind of genres called mumble rap, and they've managed to perfect it to the point
where... I think, like, with mumble rap, I mean, it can be good, but you need a specific theme. Not just, like, money, girls, cars, Gucci, stuff like that.
But, like, there's loads of people out in America which I didn't really think about. They were, like, from different areas. So, like, you had 21 Savage, who I never actually thought about the fact that he actually came from the UK, and he's amazing at what he's doing.
It was very shocking, to say the least.
It was very shocking. It actually shocked quite possibly most of the parts of the UK.
And the memes are amazing.
And, yes, especially the memes. The quality memes. What was the last album you had downloaded or listened to?
Oh, God, I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it was Music to be Murdered by Eminem, the last thing I downloaded.
What would you say his best song is out of that entire album?
Oh, I actually don't know.
Because there's some quite good ones.
There's a few good ones in there.
There's the one which is currently blowing up, Godzilla featuring.
Yeah, Godzilla with Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
That one's amazing. Love that.
Yeah.
However, my favourite one on that whole album is actually quite not liked. It's Ya Ya featuring Royce the 5'9".
Yeah,
5'9" or whatever.
Look, I've checked like YouTube and that, and like seeing how many views it's getting and how many likes it is, and like the likes to views ratio between one of the songs which is featuring on radio stations as we speak now, and then the one which is usually sat in the back of the corner, like it's almost it's really like split apart because people find
it's just like two completely different worlds.
Yeah.
Because you got the side of it that, you know, blows up, goes everywhere. Hey, look, this is Eminem's new song with whoever. But then there's the side of it which is, like, different and sort of, like, I wouldn't say chill. I'd say more, like, sort of just different in a sense. So, like, for example, You Gonna Learn with Royce again. That song, in my personal opinion, that's, like, really good.
Yeah. Before anything, do you have any other questions to ask before the end of this?
What is your opinion on, like, pop music?
My opinion on pop music?
Or, like, different kinds of music?
Well, at the minute, like, the music... Like, the most of the music in the UK, which is mainly, like, hip-hop, pop on there, it's almost day-to-day things where people can, get used to it. Like, say some people don't like Justin Bieber. And then
Bieber?
Because Justin Bieber's quite a popular hit.
You said Bieber.
Sorry, I can't pronounce names properly,
okay? That's fine, don't worry, man.
It was one of his songs back in, like, 2017, 2018, like, I'm the One, featuring DJ Khaled's Lil Wayne and all of that. I was so disliked against the song, like, I did not like it one bit, but honestly, pop music, not even that, music in general, it can, like, grab hold of you by the shoulder and say, hey, I'm attached to you now.
Yeah. But it's like with soul music, really.
Yeah.
Especially, like, Joji.
Yeah.
People like that.
I tend to try and listen to around, like, most of the, like, populated areas of, like, music in general. So, like, America, there was the one people which you know called Suicide Boys, where I was getting really into it.
Yeah, and you were, like, all over that.
I was all over that. And they speak about how they hate money and, like, how they do, like, drugs, smoke, drink, like, all the stuff that you would do on your 18th birthday and you can't remember what happened.
Yeah, that is very true.
Do you have any other questions to ask?
Um, oh, what do you think of certain types of soul music? So, like, sort of, it's classed as soul music on, like, Spotify and stuff, but it's not really proper soul music.
In my opinion, I actually have never heard soul music, so
Shiloh. Like, Shiloh Dynasty. Yeah. You know the voice in the back of XXXTentacion?
Which one of his songs?
Jocelyn Floors, Everyone Dies in Their Nightmare.
Oh, what? Carry On. What's like the guy in the like the high pitched guy in the background?
Yeah.
Oh, what he was the one in the background.
Shiloh Dynasty is the person in the background. Yes. And it is a female.
Well, I've never heard of this person. I never even knew that was the person behind all of it. But to be honest, if I ended up finding this person on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you find them, and
you can find them on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, stuff like that.
If I end up finding them, like I would probably end up listening to them and see what kind of music, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, as 100%. You spoke about SoundCloud is also a really good way of producing, sending your stuff out. Yeah.
It's a great way of like promoting yourself, like saying, hey, like I do this, and just sort of making a living.
Yeah,
out
it's
of
almost
it.
Like you know the like most famous like beat producers like Marshmello and like Slushy and that. They both came out from SoundCloud, and after Marshmello drops Alone on there, it just blew up from there.
I don't think I've heard more of a sort of like a more classic song than Alone by Marshmello.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy. And then there's that, I'm not sure if you've heard of him, the Fat Rat. He's made some very, I wouldn't say electro music or like dubstep, I'd say just more of like chill out music. But it has that sort of like, you remember like back in 2017 when YouTubers were using those sort of like 3D intros?
Yeah.
It was like the backing music for that.
Oh, man.
He put out some interesting stuff back in the day. I haven't really listened to any of his new music.
Other than that, Alan, is there anything else that you would like to say or any other questions before we end?
Big up, Slim Shay.
Oh, my. Okay, right. Well, that was Luke's three interesting questions.
Love you, Slim J.
We'll talk to you all next week.